Crops, an emerging mine developer and miner of fertilizer feed minerals, mainly phosphates, recently raised funding with an AIM listing. And I've got CEO Ian Harbottle on the line to find out more about the junior miner. Evening, Ian.
Hey, good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thanks. And you must be quite pleased with where Crops is in terms of its development. That's Crops with a Z, K-R-O-P-Z. You've got an interesting portfolio of projects, one on the west coast of South Africa, one in Congo and one in Ghana. What is the vision of the business?
Yes, thank you. We're pretty chuffed at the moment. I think 2019 was quite a long, hard year. Just putting all the component parts together and raising the cash. The key focus is really to be one of certainly sub-Saharan Africa's leading plant nutrient producers, targeting 3 million tons per annum production within the next 5 years out of our three different assets, and longer term into some additional downstream beneficiation and value addition as well.
And it's all about feeding the world. What are the macro drivers of the phosphate story right now and into the future for those who might not be all that familiar with the real rock phosphate price in the market currently? If you ask them now to name it, I'm sure 99% of people wouldn't be able to tell you. But what are the what are the major drivers?
Thank you for asking that. I think it's a very important question. I think the main driver really is global food security, but fertilizer in general, but specifically phosphate, I think it's very overlooked and undervalued and underappreciated by the world population. We just take our food security for granted. The main driver really is growing population, which needs constantly more and more food, changing diet patterns, specifically eating more meat and other products, and shrinking arable land. And that shrinking arable land is for various reasons: increased urbanization, governments realizing they have to ring-fence green areas for climate change protection. And so basically it means that the pressure for production on farmers is increasing multifold. It's a well-known, fairly common statement where they say farmers have to produce as much food in the next 50 years as they did in the last 10,000. So I think that gives you a good indication, and it won't happen without fertilizers and specifically phosphate.
Yeah, and well, it's one thing we do need to eat. You can almost put it up there with death and taxes on those certainties in life.
Eating is one of the more pleasant ones, I'm hoping.
Yeah, and one of those certainties to take a project like this to fruition is that you generally find yourself raising capital, and one of the preferred markets is obviously AIM over in London. You've raised $35 million, and it was all part of a deal that also saw you take control over Cominco Resources. Take me through the background to that capital raise and what the strategy is from here.
Yeah, well, exactly. The capital raise is, you know, our projects, as you rightly mentioned earlier on, we've got three projects starting with a near-term production project in Elandfontein, Town, and then obviously Cominco was part and parcel, and the longer term is Ghana. In order to really get the project running, we needed cash. There are various ways to access cash. You know, one is obviously via share. Another one is via capital raise on the market. One of the primary drivers for London is it's a very good market for miners, for African and South African miners in general. So I think there's a number of South African mining companies, including BHP and others, that have had a very good track record. And personally, myself and some of the other shareholders have been involved in a few other listed businesses there and been successful. So I think all around it works well. Our investments and our knowledge of Africa is good for the European or English investor, and the English investor's access to cash and its willingness to invest and support growth in Africa. I think the two work hand in hand. We do have a desire to do list on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange at some point, but I think London is a good base for the bigger, broader African-based initiative and vision that we have.
No, it is just a reality of life. We haven't done ourselves any favor in attracting junior miners over the years, but I'm happy to see that the placing was successful and the capital raise was successful. I see one of your bigger shareholders is African Rainbow Capital. They've got a 26% stake. That's obviously the business founded by Patrice Motsepe of African Rainbow Minerals. How did that relationship come about?
So African Rainbow Capital is invested into crops in two ways. One, as you rightly say, they are the BEE partner in the Elandsfontein mine. And that's really where it started. When the crops Elandsfontein project was initiated some time back, we recognized in order to be compliant, we needed a BEE partner. The historic model was maybe one or two individuals that would then have the equity. And that wasn't broad-based, you know, that was very single-focused empowerment. We all know the change has happened where people wanted to be much more broad-based, and African Rainbow Capital is perfect partners for that. One, because of the incredible track record and respect throughout the industry that Patrice has. Secondly, in terms of it's a listed company and itself represents a very broad base of BE or empowerment shareholders. And they've been a fantastic partner to have. So they started initially in Elandsfontein, but in the London listing as well, they also took up a major stake, and they're now at just over 50% of the listed entity as well. So they're excellent partners. Not only are they passionate about South Africa, but they're really passionate about the old African Renaissance vision and the importance of mining and fertilizer to support small-scale agriculture. So really, all in all, I couldn't have hoped for better partners.
We spoke briefly on Elandsfontein, which is pre-production. I understand that you're expecting during 2020 offtake agreements and production to start. The projects in the rest of Africa are still sort of development or exploration projects. Let's just touch briefly on those two. The Hinda project I see is the one in the Congo and Afleo in Ghana.
Exactly. So, as you rightly said, Elandsfontein will be in production soon. We're very excited about that. That's our home base. And it really creates the platform for everything else. It also has, your anticipation is very high quality ore that will come out of that project. The Kamenko project, a lot of money was spent on that project. You know, almost $60 million has been spent in various studies, geological studies, bankable feasibilities, etc. So it's very close to development. The only thing that wasn't done is actually build the mine and put it into production. The previous owners had a vision of that mine itself producing almost 4 million tons a year, which required extensive capital investment and a very long build process and a requirement on building your own port. Our view is that for significantly less cash, we could bring it into production much sooner, produce upwards of 1 to 1.2, 1.3 million tons per year. And I think it's going to give us very similar economics and over a much longer life of mine. So we're going to spend the next year really just firming that up. But should our plan and thinking be right, then it's really going to make a big difference. It's one of the largest known, but as yet unexploited phosphate deposits in the world outside of Morocco, that is. So that's exciting. And then the Ghanaian FAO, that's really greenfield exploration. But we have a fair level of confidence that it's an extension of the Togolese deposit, which has been mined for many years. It's a very high-grade, very low-cost deposit. And should our belief be right, I think we're going to have something exciting. And that's why I'm very comfortable in our portfolio, myself and my fellow directors. We basically put our names and a fair amount of our future remuneration behind our belief that we can produce, you know, between the project 3 million tons per year within 5 years over a plus 50-year life of mine. And that's an exciting business. You're one of the top 12 phosphate rock producers in the world. Independent.
As I see you were quoted in Mining MX last year saying the Glencore of phosphates. So on your way.
Thank you very much. You know, it's one of those things, it sums up our vision, you know, our vision where it is. At different points in time when you quoted a statement like that, they're better than others, but it's just, I'll say thank you for now.
it was pre all of the investigations out of the US and that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
But I think it was well understood at the time. Unfortunately, that is all the time we have for. Great chatting to you and all the best as you execute on those projects and plans over
likewise.
The next few
Thank
years.
Likewise. Thank you, son. Enjoy the rest of the day.
That was Crop CEO Ian Harbottle. Let's cross now to Pusaletso, who's standing by with today's news wrap.